Blog Talk Radio. Shaitan Nurajim, between Ladarak Man Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rakbala Ilameen, Rakman Nurahim, Manikayom Edin. Yakana Aburu, Wayakana Stain, Ihdina Saroto Mustakin. Saroto Levin and Amta Alehim, Hyrule Magdubi Alehim, Walidolin, I mean. Sastic Refuge from Allah. Refuge of Allah from the rejected enemy, Shaitan. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings forever be upon him, is the seal of the prophets and Allah's servant. May the peace and blessings forever be upon him. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. And this is the 12th. Time is flying. The 12th of June, 2022. This is the message of concern, which is and emphasizes and focuses on the removal of all our images, including racial images, from worship that portrays divine. And also we focus today, which is Sunday, and on Tuesdays, which will probably be changed next week to Wednesday for the sisters on Sunday or Tuesday. And focus on the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children, the psychological effect that that image has on the minds of the world's children. And we know and we emphasize on this particular day, Sunday and Tuesday, at this hour from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m., we focus on the children and effects, whatever effects that's affecting them nowadays with the virus and their treatment, the children's treatment, and the truth that we need to emphasize for them to know growing up so that they won't be what we might call left in the dark until they get old enough and realize and they learn for themselves the truth about their history, about today's and the current events too of today that that's holding back the truth from them even today, you know. So we want to be able to correct that so they can have decent morals, so they won't be confused, so they'll be knowledgeable about themselves and their religion and the Creator. So I want to welcome you. This is the message of concern, but this is also sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School. We also have a staff who's number one, or hosts, we might call them. We have hosts. Brother Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia, Brother Abdullah Akbar, Sister Daya Akbar, myself from Decatur, Georgia, Brother Columbus, well, not Brother Columbus, but Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, and we have Brother Suja and his wife, Quran Muhammad, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we welcome them all, and we work together as a community, and we share our concerns of the message of concern and the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children, the image that portrays divine. And with that, we meet every day, every night from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every night except Friday nights, except Fridays. And this we call that Juma Day. The other nights that the sisters are not on Sundays and Tuesdays, the brothers are on, and they're talking about the message of concern. The first half of the session, like say from 7 until 8, and then from 8 until 9, they talk about business of different kinds. Mainly now, we're talking about real estate and properties, and then any other business that the brothers want to talk about. And the sisters, fortunately, we don't talk about business per se, but it is thrown in there, you know, a little bit one way or the other. It gets in on our days as well, Tuesdays and Sundays, and most of the time it is the last half of the program. We're going to be emphasizing on the real estate too, three nights a week. And I think this Monday, Wednesday, and Saturdays, if I'm not mistaken, the last half of the program of the Message of Concern. And we'll get those days corrected if they are not corrected before this particular program is over tonight. But I see someone that is indicating that they would like to come on at this particular time. But just know, if you have any concerns about the Message of Concern or about the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children, or any current event that you feel that it would behoove the audience to know about to their interest. And we just want to leave that open. Just push one on your phone receiver, and your mic will be opened. The first three digits of your telephone number and the last four digits of your telephone number will be announced. Okay. And you'll be knowing that particular time you'll be recognized, and your mic will be open, and you'll be brought into the queue to ask your question or your concerns. Just ask that you please keep it respectful. And I'm going to bring in, it's the brother Imam. At this particular time, Brother Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from out of Atlanta.
Assalamu
alaikum, Brother Imam.
Hi. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Did you say you were you coming in at this time? I was thinking that you said you would be in the last half. Or 7:30 or something like that. But if not, then we'll wait until then.
Well, all right. I can go now. No problem. You know, if you don't get nobody after me, I can always come back, you know, inshallah.
Oh, okay, because you did have the hand up there. So anytime the hand goes up, and you're ready to speak at that particular time.
That's right.
Okay, I appreciate you. Go ahead, man.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I want to bear witness and testify that nothing is deserving of worship except Allah alone, because He is the one that allows us to rise every morning to give praise to Him and to be able to stay focused on the job that He got us on. And I want to bear witness and testify that Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet than the prophet Muhammad. And if there is, I'd like to know where they're at. Because the condition the world is in now, you need exactly what God got for you. And that's scripture. He done gave it to us, but we're not following. I would just like to say, I seek refuge in Allah from Satan, the rejected one. And, you know, you have conversations and people, and we're talking about measure concern, and this is a concern, to show you how we as Muslims, we're supposed to be righteous, and we're supposed to be just, and we're supposed to be fair. So when we look into our scripture to draw information from what Allah is saying, if you're sincere, Allah will prick your conscience. He will give you something that you can say that outweighs anything coming out of this world. And I'm looking at how Satan has made us be unfair and not just. Let me prove what I'm saying here. We know that Satan has gave these people, came over here, gave them scripture for what they call the Bible, left and told the people, the European here, that when I return, I would have a person up on the cross in your image to say that image will say to the world that you are the world's saviors. Now, if Satan done this, look how we become unjust and unfair. Things like all the shooting is going on right now. Like, just got a shooting right now in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. And had another, I can't think of the place right now, shooting. When five teenagers got shot or something like that. And the first thing we say when we see these tragedies going on, what we say, man, you know, them Caucasians, I'm telling you, these white folks, they done went damn crazy. You know, but now look at what you're saying. If we know that Shaitan is behind what's going on, the reason people don't pull back, because you're saying they did it. You know, nobody like to be pointed to say that they're doing wrong. And if you don't have any proof. But now we should be telling the world, you see what Satan did with these people? Look how he have manipulated them. They so far out front and doing his bit and his plan that we forget to recognize that he is the cause the way the world is going. His job is to make you think, if I can pull the whole society down, pull the administration, the White House, and all these leaders down, that is Satan's plan. But he have to have somebody or someone or some group out front doing his bidding while he stand behind and manipulate the masses of people to cause the masses of people to come against each other. We have to point out to the world, this is Satan's job. Look at his plan. If we don't spell out the plan for him, how is our children going to be safe? First of all, we're not safe because we're not putting the plan out there. We're not exposing the plan or the scheme of Satan. So we got to expose it and let the people know that we see you. That we see. Satan knows that if the people go into Scripture sincerely and get God's word, get his message to bring to the world, he knows that he's in trouble. But you see how far he has gotten the people away from Scripture? He has got them away. You can very soon get your children nowadays to even go to a house of worship. Because they done seen so much trickery, but not knowing those who are planning the trickery or doing the trickery, not knowing that this is Satan has got them doing that, and he's behind pulling the string, but he want to make you go at each other, clash with each other, have a race where they can. He say, I can kill two birds, one stone. We have to let the people know that's his plan. And all the time when you bring a message to a people like that, people will listen. They want to say that they're white, okay? Now, we have proved that in many ways. You put up a piece of paper, you look at the snow, you look at ice, it's white. And the only thing to be in that form of purity, because that's what white is saying, that is a pure. This form is pure. Now, if anybody's going to be pure, it's got to be God. So we know that it's not them, but look how Satan put that into them and tried to move them in a direction to conquer the whole world with that ideology. I'm white. And you are the children of God. No scripture backs that up. So our children have been hoodwinked. They've been misled. They've been blinded from us, from the parents. Because the parents don't have the information in its true form to give to the child. They have the child build up their vocabulary in their intellect, starting on and seeing things afar. We're supposed to give our children information where they can go by all this crap that's going on in society now. But now here we done had two shootings. Again, youth. Louisville, Kentucky, I can't think of other places. I don't want to say because it haven't came to mind. Then you had this white supremacy group that they busted 30 of them. Was in a U-Haul truck. Had gear. Bulletproof vests of all that. 30 inside of a U-Haul truck, hot as it is. But the police got a tip. If I'm not mistaken, it was Indiana. The police got a tip something was going down, and they bust them. And they got 30 of them arrested right now. So you see how Satan is moving his plans, how he moved the people to destroy each other. But actually, it's his plan. Look how he had made our children come out and shoot or destroy another human being. That's his plan. And the people are being used. Our children are being used. So what's the message? You got to come to Scripture. You got to come back to it. You got to live it just like your job you go to for 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, and you get paid for it. But shouldn't you make that same effort reading God's word? Not only just reading it, but applying it in your life, living it, echoing it out. You know, now we can see and understand why the older people, when we was coming up, how a certain thing they wouldn't let you do, and they were firm with it. You know, girl, you be in the house before the sun go down. I want you on this porch. You don't be on the porch. You coming like 15, 20 minutes after the sun went down, walking down the street with your boyfriend, and you come to the front door, and daddy's standing on the porch, and he said right there, what did I tell you? I said, be in this house before the sun go down. Get in here. And who was you? Okay, go on where you going. They didn't play because they knew that Satan was behind a lot of things, and they had experienced it too. They might not have been able to say it the way we're saying it, but they knew what Satan was up to, how he manipulated the children, and they done went rampant. Now they're crazy. So really, you got a whole society of misfits. So what did that society need? They need good psychologists. Where can they find good psychologists at? Block Talk Radio. You come and come sincere. It's just like when God said, when you come into the religion, God said, come in wholeheartedly. He don't say come in a one-tenth or a fifth or a half. He said wholeheartedly and give yourself or your will over to his will. Make your plans be in accord with God's plan every day. This is how we got to live. But see, Satan got things in such an uproar that, see, you can't even see that. And I pray that what we're saying kind of puts something on your mind to let you know that he's behind the scene. And when he do things like this and we don't speak up on it, then they're pointing over to us. Oh, you see the movie? See, they ain't just. How can they have this kind of knowledge and keep on saying, look what the white folks doing? No, look what Satan is doing. Look what Satan is doing through them. Yeah, they're going to be held accountable, but look what he's doing through them. Put it out there like that. And let the people go to thinking, oh, there's another way that Satan is coming. And look how he had captivated our children. And the biggest problem with our children, by the mother and father, both working, and the children have access to the TV, and all you see on TV is violence, meaning the one-eyed monster had became the babysitter of your children while both y'all working. You don't know what's going on or what they're watching on TV. And now what they're doing, they're acting out things that they have seen from them games that you buy them. You buy them for them with all the shooting in it, plotting and scheming and killing in it. Oh, I got to get down to the third dungeon. You buy that. And then you think your child's supposed to be sane. And then when they go out to go to school, they hook up with other children that's insane just like them. Then they start forming little plots, little gangs. And for you know it, they out of hand. So what are we to do? Only thing that we're charged with is to make the message plain. Try to make it as plain as possible. That's all we're charged with. We're not charged with holding your hand. We're not charged with making you believe. We're not trying to make you come this way. No, no. Our job is the same job our prophet Muhammad was, to make the message plain. And when you make the message plain, you give the people an idea. You help them make a decision that's dealing with their life and their children. Otherwise, you help them. Help them to understand what is really going on in the world. Put the blame where it goes. Well, we just say, you know, a spade is a spade. I don't care how you look at it. So put the blame where it goes. And then we'll talk about the action of the people. But get the blame at the first. Okay, say, we see you behind them, people. We see what you're doing. What did these 30 people have in mind when they went to Indiana, the rally that they had about gun violence? The information that the police gave is that when they busted them, now 30 people or 28 people inside of U-Haul, hot as it is, but they got a tip they was coming to riot. And they had riot gear. Why? Because they are the one that's most vulnerable to Satan, to do his bidding and his planning for him. Only thing he do is whisper, and you accept his whisper, and there you go. And don't be talking about after you get caught. Oh, I'm sorry. If I'd only listened to my first man. Yeah, you should have listened. You should listen when God's angel is telling you that ain't right. Don't do, but you so far away into the world scheme of things that you can't hear the angels talking to you. They bump you, move you a certain way, but you turn around and say, no, I still got to go this way. And then you wind up as a devil, man, as the old folks used to say. So the message concern is what? We have a message concern to save our children. But our book says, save yourself. First, it says, save yourself. Then it says, and your family from the fire. But if you don't save you, how are you going to save your family? Meaning you got to have the right information to apply to yourself to save your soul, save your life, and then you apply to your family. We got a job. But the message concern shows you what we're concerned about. We're concerned about what? Oh, y'all concerned about saving people's lives? Let's put it this way. We're concerned about the human being that God created. And he had been off-center since Satan has been allowed to come into his life. See, when Satan first moved out, when the angel tried to appeal to the people that he was an angel, a fallen angel, he was never an angel. And the scriptures say he was a jinn, opposing to be an angel. Yep. But all praise be to Allah. We're going to start getting things on the right track. I think that I got knocked off. I want to make sure. No, we have the plan. When we say message of concern, the concern this day is about our children. You see what's going on in the world. They need help. And the psychological effect, look at the psychological damage. They are the children that's shooting down in Texas. All the children got killed and two teachers. Now the children are suffering psychologically behind it, and they say they don't even want to go to that school no more. So now they got to try to get children to other schools close to the area. But right now, those children don't want to go back in the school. So you look at the psychological damage. Your child hearing gunshots, pop, 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 in the school, and hearing people holler. Do you know what kind of damage that do to your child? I know what it would do to you. It's like those people in the supermarket. But we talk about the life, the human, precious human being that God had created, and the human being is off-centered now. You're off-centered because you don't love God. God ain't never left you. You turn away from God. And now we got a problem. So they done passed a gun law now. They say they done passed them. You got to be 21 before you could buy one of those semi-automatic rifle. Why would you sell them? Okay, when you get 21, you still can get one. And all the rules that they're making now, mental health, red flag on whoever trying to buy a gun, all that. Okay, that's good. But that's for the curtail people buying guns now to stop these mass shootings? No. Look how many guns illegally that's in the streets right now. You just about, babies got guns now. So you still got a problem. And if we don't come to common terms with our life, if God had made this life for us and lived this life the way he wanted us to live his life, we will never be successful. And every human being wants to be successful in his endeavors, things that he go for or go out on his job to do to make his home life better, to gain some type of stability in society. Whatever he seeks, whatever endeavor he going to, he seeks to perfect it. But you're perfecting your life the wrong way now. And you keep on going the way you're going, you'll almost be distinct. So the problem is Satan and the schemes of Satan. So let's point it out to the people. Let's point it out to them. This is Satan's plan. That's why he got groups coming at each other, coming into the city now, going to do mass shooting, coming to different rides, telling them they're going to ride at a march that's opposing gun violence. That's something. And how many of these groups you have in America? You have a bunch of them. But praise be to God that the police got a tip, they're acting on it, and they got them. And 30 of them in jail right now. But just think what 30 people with semi-automatic rifle, 4-5 extra clips, think of the damage they could do to the people. How many lives would have been lost today if the officer wouldn't act on the information that they got? It's a shame. But I want you to also remember this. In Scripture, God says, nothing happens without his permission. He said, don't a leaf fall from a tree. Not one leaf fall from a tree without his permission. So you know how many trees in the world do no leaf fall from that tree without his permission. So nothing happened in society or the way society is going without God's permission. And many times, God let things go on the way it's going to make you shape up, to make you stop and think, and to make you be the best example of a human being to other human beings who have lost their way. And many of our children have lost their way. So I pray to go down in history that we block out radio, and we go down in history saying, you know what? When it dawned on all of us about those people on Block Top Radio, you better believe them was some of the best psychologists in the world. When we really got to listen to them and see how they put things coming from God's scripture and pointing out the problem and putting the blame on Satan and how Satan is able to manipulate and move the people in the direction that they want to be moved in to do his bidding. So I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. Give someone else some time to come on. But we're always here to help as much as we can. As-salamu alaykum. Well, I guess I had to be the host tonight. Is Brother Muhammad on Columbus, Georgia? Is Suja on from Baton Rouge, Louisiana? Is Agba? As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullah, Baton Rouge. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Yeah, I wanted to go and get me a bottle of water, and I went out too late. Thank you so much.
Allahu Akbar.
And I can appreciate everything you said about the psychological effect that those shooters and all that had on the minds of the world's children. You kept in within the topic, and that was good. We got something in about the children, as well as the message of concern, which we are all in this together on both of those topics, both of those focuses. Anyone else would like to contribute to what Brother Imam has said? About any current events going on now with the children? what the new elected representatives have in mind for the children, anything new for them? No. I can answer that myself. But okay. That's okay. Don't forget at any time anybody wants to say anything, just push one on your receiver and we'll bring you into the queue. Turn on this light.
Well, I say this. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
I just said a few more words.
Okay.
What I want to say now is like how serious that the domestic concern is on this Block Talk Radio.
Okay.
The domestic concern that we're posing to the world is very serious. And that's how we have to take it, serious. Because you can imagine, like I said, those children, their minds are messed up behind them shoes. And it had affected not just them and their locale. It had affected other children of the schools across the country. They scared to go to school.
Yeah, they are.
So what kind of psychological effect that done did to them? And also it done to the parents. But you're going to see more than that if you don't come to God like you're supposed to. So God is letting you know that he's shaking up the world now because it's his time now. And he is showing you through his action that you cannot make God a lie. And if you study the scripture about rumors of wars, kings going against kings, rulers going against ruler, Satan got a plan behind all that, but God letting you see what's going on. If you study scripture, it's only to study it to make you come back to him, if he allowed you to come back. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, sir. Every little bit helps. That's right. You're absolutely right about the message of concern. Time the children be learned and taught. Time they learn and be taught the truth, like you said, and they're like running scared for their lives now because of so many shootings in the schools, and they don't even, half of them, they don't know whether they want to go to school or not. So that is causing a very a bad mental situation with children, and inshallah we can have something to, some sort of a treatment or therapeutic treatment to put them, let them go to, you know, as far as a class after all this is happening, because it's getting beginning to happen more and more now, more frequently than it was. Okay, don't get push one in the queue. We have any. And we do have to be careful about this latest strand of the COVID that has come out now, because it's stronger than the other ones were, and people have gotten so laxed, lackadaisy in putting on these masks and the social distances, you know, and sanitizing their hands and all this until they just act like there's never been a breakout, you know, of the COVID, but it has been, and people are still being tested for it. And every now and then you'll hear the news media speaking on how lax the people have gotten, how determined they seem to be not wanting to abide by the laws or the rules that you have. They seem to down the medical people now, too, you know, because they're seeing that a lot of them are not saying the truth or speaking the truth.
And yeah, and they also saying today, they also saying there's 110,000 people a day is going into the hospital now behind this virus.
Really? 130,000? 110,000. Wow.
Mm-hmm. A day.
Yeah. I know they've already lost some people already, too, even with the shots and all these things that they're getting, you know, and people scared to even go into the hospitals for any type of operations or treatments or whatever, because they don't know if everything is really on the up and up like it's supposed to be, or if we're being told the truth about things. People, half of them don't want to go to the doctor's office. They want to have their whatever kind of exams, and believe it or not, they do have exams that can be done on Zoom. Believe it or not, they can have, because they were asking me about one that I'm supposed to have, and I told them, no way, Well, I'd be a Zoom. That means anybody can see. And what number one,
right.
That means anybody can, if they have the, well, they have a special code and all that to get into as well. But a lot of those people out there that are high tech, they can get in there and see whatever they want to see, whatever's happening on Zoom. You know, so it's best to go on in if you just build up your faith and your trust in because we know that Allah is in control at all times, in full control at all time, and in charge. So we just have to go on and do what we have to do and keep ourselves checked out and try to do the best at keeping ourselves as healthy as we can and as we can afford to, because everything now, these exams and all these ultrasounds and things are so expensive until you have to wonder now, can this wait a little while longer? Can this examination wait a little while longer until I can put these two little bits of pieces together, change together from 2 months, you know, save up the amount of the money for the ultrasound? I tell you, it's really something. It keeps you, if you don't have that faith that you need, like they say, even the size of a mustard seed, if you don't have that faith, you can very easily be discouraged, and you can get stressed out over that, especially when you know if you need an exam or operation to be done, and then they talk about the monies, because the insurance a lot of times don't pay but a certain amount, and you have to be responsible for a certain amount for any kind of a treatment that's going to do any good. You know, that you feel that you have to pay for it, and if you have to pay for it, then it must be going to do you some good according to the amount of money that you paid
And they also got the monkey pop out, too, as well.
You got to do what? What'd you say, Brother Man?
They also got the monkey pops out as well.
Yeah, that's right.
They're moving through different states now.
Look like little warts. I remember the time they used to call them little warts over your hands and
right.
all that kind of
right.
stuff. But it's the monkeypox we found out. And I wonder, you know, and those kind of things, that's why knowledge has its advantages and disadvantages. If you work in a medical field and you know a little bit of something, and you know that you have seen this since time and time again, you know, these things look like monkeypox, you know, and now they find out that's what they are, when they used to look like little warts all over your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
yeah.
You wonder, so how long has this been in existence, and they've been calling it one thing, and now they find out it's another, and how more serious is this one than the other one was, you know. So it just leaves you in a curious state. But it would behoove you to try to keep up on your health. A lot of us, I know, we thinking and into so many things until we don't take time to look out for our health like we should. We have our minds bogged down with so many other things, and then we have to learn to set our priorities to find out which one is most important, our health or that other thing, you know. Yeah, you have to do that. People willing to sacrifice. So a lot of times the sacrifice is not more important than what has to be done. You know, not a sacrifice. You know, you got to go in and take care of it. Just do that. Okay. Does anyone else have anything to say? I'm going to read something here from Brother Henry's book. And I know current events is more useful to me nowadays instead of reading from the book, because I have the book at all times, but this current event come up so fast so you have to catch it while you can see it, because if there's anything that they feel you shouldn't know or they don't want to tell you the truth about, they're going to talk about it, nip it in the bud, and half of it may be wrong till you start searching for yourself, and then you bring it back to the table to them. And then it's going to take up a lot of TV time, and a lot of information is going to have to be gotten, and they're going to be having to get this information, and then they're afraid to let the people know the truth, but they're going to have to come on out with it, that's all. Just have to come out with it. But we're going to do a little, just nip on a little bit of graven image myself. I like this. Each time I have this program for the sisters, I always try and add a little bit of message of concern into it. And I mentioned these two chapters with their verses, and out of the Holy Bible, King James Version, and then I also read or quote two from the Holy Quran of that graven image, so that you can see that they're both speaking on the graven image, and that's just how important it is to realize that you shouldn't I was checking the phone, the other phone. Okay, in Brother Henry's book, on page 117, it's got Holy Bible quotes and King James Version. And there's two I always point out because they say almost verbatim the same. Okay, Exodus 20th chapter, 4th verse. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. That's Exodus. Now we go to Deuteronomy, 5th chapter, 8th verse. It reads, thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth, almost verbatim to what Exodus was speaking on. And I read those two because the wording is the same. Every word in each one of them are the same. They may be try to be rearranged, but to me sometimes I've read it so much and I read it every time till it seems like they're in the same spot in every... the words that are in the first sentence is the same in Deuteronomy as it is in Exodus, it seemed like to me. But anyway, those are two that I seem to focus on, even though there are other chapters about the graven image in the Holy Bible, King James Version, like Isaiah, you know, like Micah, I'll call it Micah, some people, M-I-C-A-H. And then there's Jeremiah, and then Habakkuk. You know, all of these speak of the graven image from the Holy Bible, King James Version. So that goes on to show you, if the Holy Bible, you know, we have to think with common sense. A lot of times we think it's something that's above us, you know, or we're too smart for that. That's not that doesn't even need to be in there, but it's there, you know, and you can't change it. So you might as well take heed to it and read it and listen to it and connect it, try to connect and try to see what you can get out of it so that you can understand it and pass it on to the children, the truth about what it's saying and about what it's talking about. Okay, in the Holy Quran now we have An-Nisa, the women, chapter 4, surah 4. O mankind, the apostle has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him, it is best for you. But if ye reject faith, to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. Christ Jesus, the Son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of Allah and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his apostles. Say not Trinity desist. It will be better for you, for Allah is one Allah. Glory be to him. Far exalted is he above having a son. To him belong all things in the heavens and the earth. And enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Christ does not disdain to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with the grievous chastisement, nor will they find besides Allah any to protect or help them. And we have the shortest one here, Surah 112, Al-Ikhlas, the purity of worship. Audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Say he is Allah, the one and only, Allah the eternal absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him. Surely Allah speaks the truth. So those are the two readings from the Holy Bible, King James Version, and the Holy Quran. And I apologize for not saying I seek refuge in Allah from the rejected enemy at the beginning of An-Nisa. Okay. Someone else, other came up, but if you have anything to say, just indicate it. Push 1 on your receiver, and your mic will be open, and you'll be brought into the queue. Otherwise, now, thank you, Brother Imam, for your little, the information, rather, that you gave us on the message of concern, as well as the psychological effect of the image, and that what it has and how it affects the world's children, psychological effect of the image and how it affects the world's children. And with those two that I just read from King James Version and the Holy Quran, it indicates to me that we use common sense. We could see that it's in there twice, especially in the Bible, where a lot of the Christians said they study the Bible. And if you see it there twice, that's an indication to me is that it's worthwhile shaking into, you know, so that you can know the truth yourself and also pass the truth on to your children, to the younger people, and some adults as well, because a lot of just reading, don't pay any attention. Just read, you know. It says this right here and that right there, but yes, did you connect it? Did you read it, you know, in the wording that you can pass it on and keep it simple, you know, so that a child can understand. Otherwise, if you're not reaching anybody with it, then it's not doing you any good nor anybody else. So when we read, we want to read with understanding so we can pass it on to others. Okay. Reading out of Brother Henry's book again. It's very useful. Very useful. It has 126 pages. 126 pages. And it has like 26 chapters. And they're talking about traumatization and living in a state of denial for the children. They are speaking on that as well as the children. And they're speaking on the child has to learn and has to be told the truth that their skin color is not the cause of a curse, nor the coffee that their parent might have drunk. Carry them, you know, they got to know that, truth about that. Okay. And how the African-American post-traumatic stress syndrome, how this racism and prejudices affects them. And usually if it's not too many pages, I'll read one short one. Okay, chapter to you. Okay, right now I'll read this one. Chapter 22, page 97. And you have a photo courtesy picture as as compliments or courtesy from the Library of Congress. A lot of African Americans standing here, and it looks like they're being sold on an auction block or something. Yes, United States slave trade. 1850, my glasses. Yes, 1850, and I'm gonna read this quickly. It's not gonna be, everything's gonna be long and drawn out. But this book, Brother Henry did a good job on this book for people to know about, know the facts about, and then we can understand and understand better why some of us are in the shape that we are in and have been for a long time. Because is there a treatment for post-traumatic stress syndrome? Is there a treatment for African Americans for the post-traumatic stress syndrome? Now, they have a treatment for post-traumatic stress syndrome from the military, you know, but not from the African American people as a whole. And I would like to read this to you. Do you know what post-traumatic stress syndrome is? Post-traumatic stress is a mental fear, high anxiety, sadness, hopeless depression, and distress that an individual or community group of individuals can develop after experiencing an extremely cruel or an extremely life-threatening event. Many kidnapping victims experience post-traumatic stress syndrome and become defenders or sympathizers of their kidnappers or oppressors. After years of military service, many soldiers of war come home with minds tormented and traumatized by flashbacks of the brutal bombings and killings that they experienced on a daily basis. The wholesale killings and maiming of men, women, and children were imprinted so deeply in their minds that many soldiers came home with severe mental illnesses and behavioral disorders. Many soldiers become suicidal or homicidal as they relieve the horrible conditions of war that they experience day after day and year after year. If soldiers can have extreme cases of post-traumatic stress disorder after experiencing just 4 or 5 years of the brutal, inhumane conditions of war, imagine how much higher the levels of post-traumatic stress would have been in the minds of the African-American slaves who experienced 300 years of savage kidnappings, hangings, burnings, beatings, and dismemberments. When soldiers return home from the war, at least their psychological wounds are examined by doctors of psychology. Many times, with the help of their psychologist, soldiers can reestablish a degree of good mental health back into their lives. But a healthy, dignified way of accepting self, family, and community life was never truly reestablished in the life of the African-American slave community. The reality is that the African-American community was never reconstructed after it was physically and psychologically torn down, dehumanized, demonized, and destroyed. I'll say it again. The concept that caused the most psychological trauma and psychological destruction in the mind of the African-American community has been the concept that says God Almighty lived on earth in the flesh of a Caucasian man. That false concept has to be erased from our minds if our society is to be truly free. God doesn't have a flesh body of any type. God is the invisible and the unseen, and absolutely no one is worthy of worship or praise except God. Okay. Now that's the end of that chapter. And that is a fact. If anyone has anything to contribute towards that reading or the information that they just received, just indicate it. And I will open your mic. Push one on your phone receiver. I will open your mic. And you can be brought into the queue to be able to voice your opinion or add on anything to that reading if you'd like. If you would like. Okay. I'd like to ask a question, which I got, so I do that often now, especially when I meet people that have children. I ask them, what is it, do you think that the children that are going through this era of this these viruses, what do you think they'll feel afterwards when they say the virus is no longer? How do you think this gonna, that, how do you think it affected them while the virus was up and active on all individuals, to the point where we had to wear a mask, do social distance, can't stand but so close to your friends or playmates or family members, or when you go into a grocery store, you know, or you have to sanitize your hands every time you go into a grocery store and come out of a grocery store, or go in one place and come out of another place because they have the little thing that for you to push down and get the sanitizer out to sanitize your hands. And the mask, how do you think the children feel? How do you think it makes them feel having to wear them in school the whole time they are there? Because it depletes your oxygen. And the kind of a mask that you have to wear to be inside all day and around people is a certain type of a mask that has a number on it, because otherwise those other ones, they get wet from you breathing. And we know when they get wet from you breathing, we know that the wetness itself holds germs. So now how are they going to explain all that? Because it is known and has been voiced that those masks doesn't really do much good or curb anybody coughing or any germs, you know, from others, especially if they're talking to you. And, you know, sometimes some people like to stand right on you and talk, like they just want to be in your face and talk, you know, and believe you and me. If they keep their masks on long, it's going to get wet from the breathing in and out, from the moisture that comes from your breath, from breathing in and out and talking, you know. The mask is going to get damp, some dampness inside. And then that's when you really should discard it and put another one on. But who thinks of that? You know, who thinks of that? Those who wear masks, a lot of them, they don't think of that, having to bring a change of mask, have the same mask in and out. Okay, for the duration of the time. Okay, now, this is, what's the day? Today is Sunday. And we are supposed to talk about, is this the day, Brother Imam? Do you remember, Brother Imam, if this is the day we're supposed to start talking about this real estate at this hour? It's 8:10.
I think it's at 8:30.
Oh, okay, 8:30 then on the sister's time.
Uh-huh.
And, but then it's right. From 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on the brother's time, because they have that last hour to talk about business, right?
Well, then now they start talking about business at 8. And
that's
end
right.
At 8:30, then he come on at 8:30 and take it to 9.
Oh, that's what he
really
said. Okay, then.
So far, that's where they're going.
Okay, then. Okay. Thanks for sharing that and remembering that. Yes, I couldn't get to his text fast enough to relate to anybody. But he did save it because he did send it to me after I could get the information right away, you know, from you since you're on. Okay, then, so that's the way that is. So we'll go another 30 minutes of, and on the sister's time in the first place, we never really had the business part, the business sector, which was the last hour. But sometimes we do talk about, you know, reiterate a little business, a little something. But he does want to get this real estate done and talked about and started on. It's a new venture on the Blog Talk Radio show. And I don't know, in maybe one full hour or one full Blog Talk Radio show that talks about real estate. Not for sure right now. Okay. So does anyone else have anything to say about what was just read or what was talked about or any current event that you know of or knew something that you know of that has come up? I asked the individuals, what do they think the children will feel? How do you think they feel? Have they voiced anything to you in reference to their schooling and the way they feel when this virus is in again? Most of them now are on vacation, though. A lot of them are out on vacation. Thank God. And I pray their parents still keep them under some type of warning as far as the social distances and sanitizing of the hands and not letting the other children get in their faces coughing and going on. If they're not going to wear a mask outside, which they are supposed to wear a mask outside, so the parents still have to guard them, their children that are not old enough to understand or use their own common sense to say, well, I got to go outside, I got to put my mask on, you know. But it is back into effect again that you wear the mask. That's a definite, whether people do it or not. It is back in effect again to wear the mask. Nobody wants to say anything else? Okay. Okay, I was also informed that and asked to announce about the website for the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. The website is up now, and it's supposed to be finished, rather, with more details to it and more information that the brother would like me to read in reference to it. Oh, and he also has what's the name of that? Imam W.D. Muhammad's tapes. And, well, CDs and information too, on that same website. And I'm trying to get the website there to give it to you. I just got it not too long ago. the website is www.newafricabooksellers.com. Okay, hope everybody got that. www.newafricabooksellers.com. That's the website that you would go on to check out the Imam W.D. Muhammad's publications that Brother Amin has in his website for Sister Grand Muhammad's STEM school. Okay, and that website is www.SisterClaraMuhammadStemSchool.com. Now there's www.SisterClaraMuhammad, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, STEMSCHOOL.com. So it's www.SisterClaraMuhammadStemSchool.com. Okay. and the new Africa Booksellers has its, with the Imam W.D. Muhammad's books, CDs, and DVDs on that same website. You can be able to get that information too about the booksellers, the publications, books, CDs, and DVDs, and donations to this worthy cause by donating what you can to Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School in care of capital G as in girl, .deo.p.o, box 8804, Los Angeles, California, 90008. For more information, call 213-925-8771. And IMeanYasirMuhammad@gmail.com. IMean, A-M, all lowercase, A-M-E-E-N, YASIRMOHAMMED@gmail.com. Now, that's the email for Brother Amin and the telephone number for Brother Amin and the address for the Clara Muhammad STEM School donations. Mm-hmm. Worthy cause. Very worthy cause. Yeah. You have all the input if you want to get any of the websites that I've given out already, or telephone numbers that I've given out already before the program is ended here today. We can give it to you once more. Maybe I'll announce it once more. Okay. All right, he'll probably be on again himself, or someone's on here. He'll probably be on again himself, too, to make the announcement and some more questions or better explanation. I read what I was texted. Tried to read it all, what I was texted. Does anybody else have any contribution or any reading or any input for participation for the program psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children, what they think about the children's schooling now with this course, the last one. Okay, we do have another hand here, and we want to try and really talk about the children now and today, the latest, you know, current event, because a lot of it there. Give someone a chance to voice on it. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Karan.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, alhamdulillah. And you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
I just want to elaborate on something. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The young man that I think you had a guest on, that was last week, and he was saying, you know, he was stating that he goes out, you know, and talk to the young people, a lot of Muslims, you know, trying to get them back, you know, into the masjid. And I didn't get a chance because sometimes I lose my thought, but I had, but what I had wanted to tell him, and then I think we should even teach our children too. And I want to make sure that I teach mine and my grandchildren is that don't make the same mistake, the same mistakes that we made. Our children see things that, you know, right now he could say, well, he could see the mistakes that we made as Muslim, as a community. So I wanted to let him know, don't make those mistakes. And also... And let them know to beware of the trip that they got out there. Like they used to be saying, oh, you just like your mama. You just like your dad. Or you will say, I'm just like my mama. I'm just like my daddy. And doing wrong. But let them know that Allah says, do all that which is right. So let them know that you're not like that. That's just another trick to make them weak. You're not like your mom or your dad in doing wrong, because Allah is all that which is right, alhamdulillah. So I just didn't want the children to know that. I said, because a lot of them, they be out there and they be saying, well, my mama, I'm just like my mom. My mom, this is what she did. But that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You are like your mom when you do that which is right. If you have get the good from your mom, and all you have to do, let them know when they try to do things wrong, like they do wrong, think about what Allah says. Not what your mom or your dad did. What did Allah say? And do that which is right. Alhamdulillah. That's something that I just said want to share.
Alhamdulillah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, and thanks for that input. Very well taken.
Alhamdulillah.
So true. Agree with that. Is anyone else? Thank you, Sister Quran. Come back on when you feel like it. Okay. Anyone else would like to participate or contribute something to the program today? Psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. If you want to put a little bit of message of concern in there, you can do that too. Or any current event concerning this virus, the new one that has come up in the monkeypox. That you had that we used to call warts. We used to say they were warts on our hands and all, and they call it monkeypox. None? Okay. What we got here, 824.
As-salamu alaykum.
Did they ever say
what? I would ask you a question, Sister Daya. Did they ever say what was the cause of the monkeypox? What caused it?
You know, I don't. You know, I have not heard. And I said I was going to do some studies on that and look in my cell phone and look it up and see what it was in one of these medical books of here that I got. But I didn't do that yet because I just found out that they're really emphasizing and focusing on that really, really good this past week since this new virus is in here.
But this is not the first time it came out, the monkeypox. It was out some years back. I can't tell how many years, but I know it was out before.
Is that right?
Right.
Never really...
That's not the first. Yeah, that's not the first time.
Okay. I never really heard of anything. Okay, I see we have someone else.
Go ahead, Karan. What you finished?
No, I'm finished. Go ahead. I'm finished.
Okay. I see we have someone else that's in the queue. Give them a chance to voice and contribute to this. As I'm laying around, Akbar.
Assalamualaikum.
How you doing?
Doing okay. Assalamualaikum. You hear me?
I can't. No, I can't. You're breaking up. No, I can't. You're breaking up. I can hear you, but you're breaking up every other word.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you better.
Well, I just comment on the young man and who. Took his, who Malay said that right there in between La Rahman and Rahim. I don't want to comment on the young man that killed his 8-year-old daughter and killed his wife and took his own life. That is really sad. And that had to happen, but we live in a time when nothing should surprise us. When you take God out of the schools and take him out your homes and take him out your life, this is the results of that. It ends up in tragedy. So this young man killed his African-American, killed his Caucasian wife, killed his daughter, and killed himself. Three people are gone because no control over their behavior, no control, no control, no discipline, and so now they are deceased. So this could be a learning lesson to us that we have to be always thankful that Allah chose us to be Muslims, and we are protect us from these kind of things. As long as we praying and doing us right, we can stay away from these kind of things and try to help others who might fall in the crutch of that. So may Allah forgive them for their sins and bless us to make it easy for their family. So praise be to Allah. Then there was a radio station. They had Christians on there, and the Christian was saying that there's a group out there who is trying to remove all these pictures of Christ and call them racial image. And they themselves said these images, these racial images, that's what they are about. They need to be removed. And they agree with the group that's out there trying to remove the false, these images of so-called God out of the world. So these Christians are waking up. They're working out. So we thank Allah for allowing us to hear that. And we know that with the help of Allah, we probably are part of that, and we thank Allah for that, to be a part of help removing and restoring this world by removing all the images that potentially betray the divine. So we're going to protect our children, and we're going to be very conscious of what they look at. We can't teach them and then give them to the TV. And the TV is going to do most of the teaching and education toward them and show them the way of life. If we do that, then we're going to lose the most precious gift that God can give human beings, and that's a human life to raise in the right direction and giving it to the TV with all these homosexuals and all these perverted people that they gonna put in front of you, and they got they massive and putting perverted people in front of us. So we thank God for our opportunity to remake and change this ungodly world that we live in. So we know we on the right course, and we keep working and keep working on this problem. And pretty soon, more people gonna join us of all the ethnic group in the country. They gonna join because the common sense will tell them that this is wrong. This is a problem. This is a sickness. This is a disease, and it got to be dealt with and looked at it as a disease to the mind of the human family. So once we make that clear, the psychological effect of that, then a lot of this killing and murdering, and then we won't keep losing our children to gang banging. There are a lot of the Muslim children that turn to gang banging, turn into drugs, and turn into all these unnormal things that this world offers, like tattoos and men with earring in the tongue. So all these unnormal, unnatural things, even the dye they put in their head, is dangerous. If it leaks down in their brain, I get the name of the sickness they catch. But that's what happens when you keep an artificial, unnatural things in your life. They are designed to harm, and yeah, you look good for a minute, but after that minute's over with, after the reality sets in and the sickness comes from that, then you will be saying you wish you hadn't done it. So yeah, so we got problem, but we got solution to the problem. And the El Quran is the best remedy to the human sickness and human madness. And we should be in the forefront offering the Quran. And don't worry about if they don't want it or not. They must realize they done tried everything else. Once everything else has been tried, then I'm sure common sense will kick in and say, let me try this and be tried. Once they try the Quran, that's when the people gonna really get killed. Because the Bible and the way to the Bible is the reason we have all this sick, because people really don't understand and don't give much. It give you the problem, but basically it don't give you all of the solution that you need, so you can cure yourself. So we got to explain that, inshallah. So that's what I want to say. That's what I mainly want to say. That goodness is on the rise, and all praise is due to Allah. And for Allah, and for Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, all praise are due to Allah.
So alhamdulillah.
Salam alaikum. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for your input, Akbar. So true, so true. And agree. I do agree. I do agree. Yeah, I wanted to, does anybody else, if you have anything to say or any input, please push 1 on your phone receiver and you'll be brought into the queue. Your mic will be turned on. And you can voice your concern, ask your questions, contribute to the conversations or what's been said, or you can bring us some new events, new current events that you think maybe you want to share with us. Just push 1 on your receiver and you'll be born into the cube. I want to read this information here about this 2022 monkeypox outbreak. And it says, an ongoing outbreak of monkeypox was confirmed in May 2022, beginning with a cluster of cases found in the United Kingdom. The first recognized case was confirmed on 6 May 2022 in an individual with travel links to Nigeria. But it had travel links. I didn't know it was travel links. Okay, you mean traveling. They found it. I'm reading too much into it. Okay. On 6 May 2022, in an individual with travel links to Nigeria. But it has been suggested that cases were already spreading in Europe in the previous months. Now, that's Wikipedia. In the Wikipedia, you can read or get more information on the monkeypox outbreak and the questions that the people are asking. And it says, how is monkeypox transmitted? They would like to know that. And it says, monkeypox spreads through direct contact with body fluids or sores on the body of someone who has monkeypox, or with direct contact with materials that have touched body fluids or sores, such as clothing or linens. It may also spread through respiratory secretions. Oh, my God. When people have close face-to-face contact. This was information given 3 days ago. Of course, you would know the CDC monkeypox transmission CDC online newsroom. They have quite a bit to say, and I won't read it. You can read that. You find that also in your. When you search for it, the monkeypox, you know, you can find it out and read it all for yourself. It's there. It's here. The cures and everything and they have for it. And how it's transmitted in different questions they ask. What are symptoms of monkeypox? What is monkeypox and how do you get it? What is monkeypox disease? What is the difference between chickenpox and monkeypox? How was monkeypox introduced to the U.S.? And that's a good question. And in short, it says investigators determined that a shipment of animals from Ghana. Oh, my goodness. Everything always has to be from Africa, and I just don't believe it. Yeah, all diseases in the world, they say, stem from Africa, somewhere in Africa. Wow. So investigators determined that a shipment of animals from Ghana, G-H-A-N-A, imported to Texas in April 2003, introduced a monkeypox virus into the United States. Well, why is it that? Okay. The shipment contained approximately 800 small mammals representing 9 different species, including 6 types of rodents. Okay, now, does that make sense? Why don't they check these animals before they bring them over here? What do they do? Just gather them up over there, wherever the city got them from, and bring them over here and let them experiment on them themselves. And then, once they find out what the animal has, then they're going to test it on other people and find out it's going to be a big breakout of this disease. And that just does not make sense. That they want to monitor the people and try to keep the people from coming over here across the borders and all. Why don't they monitor those people coming and bringing animals, you know, from other countries? Well, anybody does anybody else have anything to that they would like to say about the monkeypox or about any other thing, the virus, the new strain of virus that's out that says happening more, is spreading more in the now in the in Europe. This new breakout of virus is more excuse me, breaking out more in Europe than here in the United States. But yet still we hear of the number of so many people that has it already. Okay. Any other input? We have about 15 minutes. No, not 15 minutes. We got about 20 minutes for any other input that you would like to share about the children and how you think they're getting along in school, the ones that are in there. What new suggestions do you have for those of the children that will be going back to school in reference to this new breakout? Have any comment on that? Can you think of any other way that we can still continue to teach the children? Because when they start back to school, believe it or not, in August will be here again before you know it, and they'll be going back. Some will be going back beginning of August. Any new teaching methods or places, you know, that you feel that can be suggested for the children that are going back to school, how to protect them from this virus, because it's not. They say it all the time, and they need to be really factual and more clear with it. It's not going away. I'm not one to predict, but when they say that it's leaving, you know, or the outbreak, you can go back to not wearing masks and all that, then it ends up breaking out again. So what else would a person think? You know, it doesn't seem, we've already been, what, 3 years, almost four, going into 4 years, and you would think that it would be remedied by now. So, now that I'm looking forward to them announcing it again, that it's going to be here for a while still. But from the looks of it, they go from the virus to the monkeypox, and next thing you know, it'll be something else. So, something else pertaining. Go ahead.
What I want to say is that dealing with the monkey pox,
uh-huh.
you got to remember it's something dealing with the skin. That means there's an infection. That's some kind of infection that's inside. It's either something they're eating, or something that they might not be. You know, like sometimes because I've never seen them where they show. They always show this village. See, we really don't know. That's why I can't understand. They got all that gold, all that oil over there, and here it is. And here it is. It shows them that they still living in poverty, you know, in shacks. They never show where they have a bathroom. They never show where they take a bath. It's like when they show the where they live at, it doesn't show where they take baths. They always just show a room. There's always just show a room when they go into their house. They always just show a room where there might be a sink and just one room or something like that. Alhamdulillah. So there's other parts of the country that is not like that. So,
mm-hmm.
but I would say for them to get that disease was out before, and what it is something that they're eating and they're not cleaning. They're not cleaning their skin out there, and they got all that natural stuff out there. That's a shame that Allah have mercy And Allah gonna put a they people think they're gonna get away with something, but they're not gonna get away with nothing. And they're not gonna get away with it. Alhamdulillah.
Exactly.
I really like to know how that happened. How all that happened, where that the majority of the country, they're Christians.
Be Christian.
But you know, but yeah, they like them. A lot of Africans are they're Christians. They're not. They're Christians.
Okay.
But let me tell you this right quick to show how merciful Allah is. There's a part of Africa that the only way a Caucasian can get over there is that if someone from the village takes them over there, because they have to cross the swamp, and only they know how to cross this swamp. And these are Africans over there, and they live how you say that word, primitive, you know. They just,
uh-huh.
just like the primitive days, just like that. And they were showing on 2020. And the only way they could get over there is that someone from the village have to bring them over there, because they have to cross that swamp.
Mm.
And that swamp, they have all kind of, you know, snakes and alligators and all that kind of stuff like that, you know.
Wow.
And they have the secret of crossing that swamp, the people that lives there. And so I said, wow, I said, they've been preserved then, you know.
Yeah, they've been preserved, and they're keeping everything over there in that little area there, they say. Well, it's probably the place they go to bring out these these animals to bring out into Texas and everywhere before they test them. Well, they probably figure those animals that are over in that area that where the swamp is, and people have to bring them over. You know it's diseased if it's there's swamps in the first place. That rings a bell, the swamps.
Yeah, because they have to cross that. They have to cross that.
It's
not a bridge. It's some kind of way they have to cross it. There's a secret way of crossing that swamp to get over there.
Swamp itself indicates filth. To me, swamp indicate filth. Know what I mean?
Well, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But back to the monkeypox. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's something that because they over there, they always showing that it's unclean. They always showing that it's unclean. And I never forget that. Let me show how they show this lady. I don't know if you've seen it. This lady said she lived in the jungles for 5 years, and she had about 3 or 4 children, and they looked like monkeys. They kept telling about the, and then they said people, you know, she comes through the village and so and so. But I said to myself, they never said anything about the daddy.
That's what was running through my mind just now. Children looking like monkeys. But they say that certain people have filthy immoral activities with animals. So, you know.
I don't know.
It used to be what they said, dogs. Certain people had these immoral.
Those were the Caucasian people. The Caucasian women, they had, that's what they used to do. And the men used to mess with the lamb, L-A-M-B.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's why a lot of people say they don't like to eat lamb. Well, we ain't going to get it. Oh, but that sounds so filthy. We're not going to get it. But I'm coming back to the monkeypox now. You know, the outbreak. Did you hear what I just read about them? How they said the outbreak came?
Tell me again.
It says an ongoing outbreak of monkeypox was confirmed in May 2022, beginning with a cluster of cases found in the United Kingdom. That's over in England. Okay, and the first recognized case was confirmed on 6th of May 2022 in an individual with travel links to Nigeria. So travel links, you know, they were going back and forth to Nigeria, and coming out to the United Kingdom, where you find a lot of Africans in United Kingdom, in England. It says, but it has been suggested that cases were already spreading in Europe in the previous months. So that's before May. So that's before May when they were discovering these monkeypox over in Europe, United Kingdom and places.
Yeah, because it happened, because during the time the coronavirus, like the second year or something in coronavirus, that's when they had said something about the monkeypox, but they didn't put no emphasis on it. They had said something about that. And I said, monkeypox? You know, all I thought about was chickenpox.
Uh-huh. But they also tell how it's transmitted, though. It's spread through direct contact with body fluids or sores on the body of someone who has monkeypox, or with direct contact with materials that have touched the body fluid or sores, such as clothing or linens. It may also spread through respiratory secretions when people have close face-to-face contact. People standing right up on your face, and just when you talk, you know, you spray. And it gets all in your nose and all this stuff, like coughing in front of somebody's face. And them stools are you spraying it. When you have tuberculosis or something, you know. Droplet method, they call it. The droplet method.
So
see, all those ways. Yeah.
That's why we have to keep up our immune system and leave that sugar alone, that sugar food. All that, and that's not the real, and that's not even real sugar out there anyway. I don't know what that is, but it's not real sugar.
And that
high flu close corn syrup, that will cause cancer. You shouldn't eat no food that have that up in your store. I always read the ingredients to make sure that I don't get that high fructose corn syrup.
That fructose, all that sugar.
And they got gluten. That gluten, that's glue. And you know what glue do? Once glue dry, I don't care if you lick it down with water. Once that water evaporates, you got glue. And that's what you be eating. That's why people have the stomach and the stuff starts sticking together and they get them diseases and that cancer and all that because that glue keeping them cells from not moving.
Yep.
And then it gets in your veins and it'll clog them veins up.
Oh, yeah, it's bad food. People have to do research on the foods because the first cause of a disease is through the food. That's where the disease comes from most of the time, through the foods, the intake of foods or the liquids that people drink. Exactly where it comes from. You got to be careful what you put in your stomach. To be careful.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it is what it's all about. We got about 5 more minutes. Or if anybody want to say anything or read anything. Okay. So I'll just go on back over to the text that I got then and just read this one more time since it is new to me. I just got it not too long ago. It says, this one, dear believers, Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School is dedicated to giving our children a scientific education through a STEM approach, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And then website, www.SisterClaraMohammedSTEMSchool.com. That is www.Sister and then Clara, And Mohammed is spelled M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. N-S-T-E-M, stemschool.com. But we also want to sustain ourselves while giving them a world-class education. We are building a store on our website called New Africa Booksellers, intended to sell Imam W.D. Muhammad's publications, books, CDs, and DVDs. Please donate to this worthy cause by donating what you can to Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School in care of G.DEO.PO, Box 8804, Los Angeles, California, 90008. For more, more information. Okay, so that's that. And it says the STEM school, I mean, the website is completed now. It is completed. I looked on it, looked at it, and it's real nice, colorful. It has a lot of education that can be looked at and gained if you check out that website. Check out that website. It's got the planets where you can push on them. And it gives you a little synopsis or little information, short information, on that particular planet. You know, got all the planets there. Mm-hmm. And then it's got a little, like a index, a Rolodex, on the outside of it for the publications of Imam W. D. Muhammad. So it's going to be worthwhile checking into. So I see it's time for us now to, do you have anything else to say, Karan? Because we're going to close out now. It's 8:57. Do you have anything else to, any other input, Karan?
No, I'm fine. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, how about you, Brother Akbar? Your hand is still up. Do you have any more input?
No, I said what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, well, you want to close out for us? Can you do that? So we want to thank everybody for coming on the Blog Talk Radio show tonight. And I have to thank you for all the input as well. And I want to just...
90 seconds.
Yes, 90 seconds. And I want to just read this once, read this again. I've gotten out of the practice of reading it, but I would like to start over because it's a great incentive to me, and I hope to others as well. And we want to give our condolences to Brother Brother on the Lifeline, the brother that passed, Brother Rasul. Rasul, Hameen Rasul on the Lifeline, over the Lifeline, his brother that passed, younger brother, the old soul they used to call him. And he and his wife both were very, very, very knowledgeable of Islam, and they visit Egypt a lot. As a matter of fact, that's where they were living. And they had went on back to England after Ramadan, right before Ramadan. And I think he had an accident or something like that, not for sure. But anyway, today was his janazah, and they had it online. I want to read this. Oh Allah, I cannot manage this life myself without you. Please make my life what you want it to be, what you prefer it to be. Do not allow me to act on my own. Help me to act only in obedience to you, Allah. We hear and we obey. Forgive us. We are asking your forgiveness. Dua recommended by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Go ahead, Brother Akbar, please. You can...
Oh, Allah, the Lord, perfect call. All this prayer that we offer, please bestow on Muhammad the many greatness. Please elevate Muhammad to the most exalted place where thou promised him. Thou never forget that promise. Amen.
Amen. Stay safe, everybody, and thanks for joining us tonight. I appreciate your input. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.